Recorded Books presents Parade's End by Ford Madox Ford, narrated by Stephen Crossley and directed by Megan Barrackman.
Some Do Not. Part 1. The two young men, they were of the English public official class, sat in the perfectly appointed railway carriage. The leather straps to the windows were of virgin newness, the mirrors beneath the new luggage racks immaculate, as if they had reflected very little. The bulging upholstery in its luxuriant regulated curves was scarlet and yellow in an intricate, minute dragon pattern, the design of a geometrician in Cologne. The compartment smelt faintly, hygienically, of admirable varnish. The train ran as smoothly, Tejans remembered thinking, as British gilt-edged securities. It travelled fast. Yet, had it swayed or jolted over the rail joints, except at the curve before Tunbridge or over the points at Ashford, where these eccentricities are expected and allowed for, McMaster, Tejans felt certain, would have written to the company. Perhaps he would even have written to the Times. Their class administered the world, not merely the newly created Imperial Department of Statistics under Sir Reginald Ingleby. If they saw policemen misbehave, railway porters lack civility, an insufficiency of street lamps, defects in public services or in foreign countries, they saw to it, either with the nonchalant Balliol voices or with letters to the Times, asking in regretful indignation, "Has the British this or that come to this?" Or they wrote in the serious reviews of which so many still survived, articles taking under their care manners, the arts, diplomacy, inter-imperial...